I'm old enough to remember maps. Giant, carefully folded sheets of paper that you kept in the glove compartment of your car. Maps to steer and guide you. But now all the folding and unfolding and finding is replaced by a navigation app on my phone, and I love it. My favorite feature is a button that says, Home. No matter where I am around town, no matter how lost I am, I tap Home, and it quickly gives me the instructions to return there, to come back to where I am safe. But do you ever wish you had a spiritual home button? Well, this meditation from Joel chapter 2 is a reflection on returning home to God. Coming back to your safe place in the arms of your Creator. But where is your safe place? Well, begin your meditation by letting this time of sacred retreat feel safe, secure, and holy. Allow your breathing to begin to relax, and your eyes move from open to closed. Start to center on the safety of God, Spirit and Son. Begin to return home. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 55. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, I long to return to you. May God bless the reading of his word. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he is near. And Lord God, I then long to return to you. Let the wicked leave behind their ways, and the unrighteous person his thoughts, and let him then return to the Lord. Lord God, I long to return to you. And God will have compassion and mercy on you, for he will abundantly pardon. Lord God, I long to return to you. Continue on settling in for a moment longer, attending to God's comforting presence in this time of prayer and contemplative meditation as you return to God. I had to type in my home address for my navigation app to know the location, but once I did, the return destination never moves. I move all over town, but home is always in the same place. It's the same way with God. We move, he doesn't. So for a moment, note how it feels when you realize you have moved away from him. Scan your body and mind as you note how it feels to feel lost. Do you ever feel you are too distant to return home? We'll take another moment to note your thoughts and emotions. Note how your body responds when you realize you are on the road back home. Center now on thoughts of returning. center to on your breathing. Continue by taking several deep, complete breaths. Each breath full and deep. Become mindful of each breath. Each breath bringing you closer to home. Each breath bringing you closer to God. Each breath breathing in the presence and the Spirit of God. Do you notice any distractions shifting your focus away from returning? Well, let those distractions become a celebrated part of this meditation. Let the distractions become a reminder to then center back on your breathing and whispering your divine prayer, Lord God, I long to return to you. Now continue as you center on listening for God through three different divine readings of this passage from Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from the prophet Joel. He was writing to a people who were lost in the midst of destruction, people who wanted to come home to God just as you do. Contemplate on what you hear from Joel chapter 2, verse 12, from the New International Reader's Version. So then, my beloved friend, listen carefully to the Lord's announcement. Hear him whisper to you, return to me now, with all of your heart. There is still time. Do not wait. Do not eat any food. Do not weep and mourn. Just return to me now. Where did your thoughts settle? Well, listen once more from Scripture. Listen for his voice guiding you. The Lord announces to his people, return to me with all of your heart. There is still time. Do not eat any food, weep, and mourn. What did you notice this time? For this next minute, contemplate on what you heard. Ponder thoughtfully on the words that spoke most deeply to you. Follow his voice now. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions that are being stirred. Listen to this same passage, but with a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. Even now, this is the Lord's declaration. Turn to me with all of your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Tear your hearts, not just your clothes, and return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in faithful love, and he relents from sending disaster. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, so you can offer grain and wine to the Lord your God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest here reflecting on how this passage made you feel. for this next minute, consider what sensations and passions begin to rise to the surface. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer, an imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, yet even now, as I come to you in prayer, I desire even more to return to you with all of my heart, to return to you, for your promises are gracious and merciful. You promise to be slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So by your grace, grant me a reprieve from your judgment and send me a blessing instead of a curse. I'm following your voice home as I pray this now in your glorious promise-keeping name. Amen. What did you encounter in this reading? Well, for a moment, reflect on the joy of slowly turning around to follow his voice home. While resting in imaginative contemplation, could you relate to the cry from this passage that I desire even more to return to you with all of my heart? When you feel lost, beyond hope, or fearful of being too far away, one interesting feature of a navigation app is how it constantly recalculates the way home, even if you miss an exit or make a wrong turn. In the same way, the location of God never changes, and his voice will always guide you home, even if you make a wrong turn. So take this next minute as you listen to his voice guiding you. Listen to his directions that have already been calculated to bring you home no matter how lost you are, no matter how far you may have roamed. Stay here for a while longer, settled at home, returned to where you were destined to be, silently whispering the answer to your centering prayer, Lord God, I have returned to you. As you rest here in the presence of God, be mindful too of others you encounter on the road, still lost, maybe going in the wrong direction. How might God use you to help another return home? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful of early moments you start to lose direction to immediately turn back towards home. for it will be then and there you will encounter the very face of God. With your eyes closed, let me pray this final benediction and blessing over you, to listen carefully to the Lord's announcement. Hear him whisper to you, "Return to me with all of your heart. There is still time, but do not wait." So return to him now. Follow his voice back home. And by faith, may you encounter the promises of Christ, receive direction from the Holy Spirit, and return to the fellowship of your promise-keeping God, now and forever. Amen.